What are the things that make people want to operate to help others without involving them? One, I think, is because you are the benefactor. You are the one, after all, he's not producing anything. My son is not even involved. You are going to do medicine. It's my money. You are going to do engineering. It's my money. One of the things I think that motivates people to do that is believing you are a benefactor. But I've written a book called Stewardship that says this money you are paying the school fees with, this money you are paying the medical bill with, is not your money. It's God's money that is put in your hands. And so when you help people, you are serving God. And God is teaching us in this that he wants involvement of the people. So why don't you want your son to ask your son, what do you feel called to be? Debate it. Give him wisdom, but leave him to make his decision. By the time somebody is going to university, he's an adult. You need to be able to allow him, debate it with him, give him counsel, but don't make the decision for him. Then you have a buy-in. Learning is not easy. University education is tough. But when he's the one who decided to do that course, there are great chances he will do his best. If you push him, when it becomes hard, you say, but I never even chose this. In which way are you using a lot of effort to help people, yet you are not appreciated because you do not bother to get a buy-in from the people you're trying to help?